When the Americans with Disabilities Act became law in 1990, it decreed that people will have access to jobs, businesses, and public spaces regardless of their disability. 30 years later, many people are still fighting to make sure that promise is being kept. KJZZ's Tina Sieg introduces us to two of them.
Hello, everyone. This is Blind Access Journal. I'm Allison.
And I'm Daryl.
And they're married disability activists. From their Tempe home, they run a podcast and a website for visually impaired people. It's a big part of their lives, but not as big as...
Alyssa.
Good job.
Alyssa.
Yes, you are right. Good job.
Allison is 35. Daryl is 44.
And two.
They were all born with a form of glaucoma, which causes fluid to press against the optic nerve. Daryl is totally blind. Allison can only see shapes and colors. Alyssa's sight is still pretty strong, and she's going through continual medical treatments to preserve it as much as possible. But Daryl wants to make this clear.
Alyssa's value as a person or Alyssa's ability to be successful has nothing to do with how much sight she has. If it ever does, it's not because of a deficiency in Alyssa. It's because of the deficiency in society.
The Hillikers have been faced with that deficiency for as long as they can remember. Daryl had to go to court in order to get a public high school to admit him. When Allison was 14, she was fired from a volunteer job that she was capable of doing. And it's all because of their sight.
Nobody really grows up in a disabled body without experiencing discrimination or exclusion or inaccessibility. It just is. So you almost can't live that way without having a level of understanding of the need to advocate.
And they're advocating all the time, with hundreds of letters and emails and call-outs on Twitter to companies and organizations. Daryl estimates they're lucky if 5% of websites are built to be accessible to them, meaning they can be read by the text reader built into their phones or computer.
Seriously, it's crazy making.
Swiping through KJZZ's mobile app, he explains why it doesn't completely pass muster.
So I'll just give you a quick demo right there.
He can stream live radio, and he does, but other aspects of the app remain elusive.
See that? It just says button.
If it were totally accessible, okay, it would say schedule, or news, or donate. All the buttons sighted people can see. To be clear, KJZZ is aware of the problem and is actively looking into solutions. And the Hillikers know that in the scheme of things, this is not the biggest deal. But it is frustrating, especially since they're tired of fighting so hard for accessibility every day. Allison believes companies often have good intentions, just not a lot of solutions.
There's non-discrimination laws all over the books that mostly just don't get implemented. It is discouraging.
It's discouraging when they're given hospital discharge papers that they can't read, or when the grocery chain they shop at online suddenly adopts a new website that's inaccessible to blind people. Allison says before she met Daryl, she was less blunt about demanding change.
Daryl's basically helped me understand that it is okay to insist sometimes. It's not a bad thing to expect people to do things to make the world more accessible and more inclusive.
Daryl says Allison has helped him too, tempered him. He says for a long time, he felt like an alien.
That I had diplomatic relations with other people, but that I really wasn't really part of society.
Sometimes he still feels that way. But Daryl doesn't want to set that example for their children. At the time of this recording, Allison was heavily pregnant, though their 2-year-old was not exactly getting it.
Skateboard. Alyssa, does mommy have a baby sister in her tummy?
Skateboard.
See, it's pretty abstract.
Though less abstract now, shortly after this, Arabella Hillicker was born. 7 pounds, 14 ounces, and no visual disabilities detected. But her parents are fighting for a world where that doesn't matter so much. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, reporting from Tempe.